BBC News with Justine Green. President Trump has told the New York Times he believes the special counsel investigation into alleged collusion between his campaign and Russian officials makes the United States, as he put it, look bad. In an interview, Mr. Trump repeatedly insisted the inquiry had not discovered any collusion. 12 people have been killed in a fire at an apartment building in the Bronx district of New York. The city's mayor, Bill de Blasio, called it the worst fire of its kind in the city in 25 years. The blaze has now been put out. The last of a group of critically ill patients has been evacuated from a rebel-held area near the Syrian capital, Damascus. 29 people in urgent need of medical assistance have now been transferred to the capital in a deal with the Syrian government. The Red Cross says it hopes this will be the start of further evacuations. Supporters of the former footballer George Weah have been celebrating his election victory as the president of Liberia. The 51-year-old, who was born in a slum in the capital Monrovia, secured 60% of the vote. He'll succeed Ellen Johnson Sirleaf in mid-January. A huge fire at an office and restaurant complex in India's financial capital, Mumbai, has killed at least 14 people and injured a number of others. The blaze in a building at the Kumla Mills compound is reported to have broken out in a restaurant. The tech giant Apple has apologised to customers after admitting it had deliberately slowed down older mobile phone models to prolong their battery life. It's promising to reduce the price of a replacement battery for certain phones. A well-known New York gangster has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for arson. Vincent Asaro, who's 82, pleaded guilty to ordering a car to be set on fire after the driver cut across him in traffic. A judge said the sentence took into account a lifetime of violent criminal activity. BBC News.